Coach, was there anything you could take from that game?
You don't want to have that feeling again in the locker room that we had, the experience of I don't know, not crossing the 35-yard line and not putting points on the board. I don't know if I've ever had that before. I certainly don't want to have that again.
Have you seen any kind of underlying theme in the four games where it's really grown?
Underlying theme, it comes down to our ability or our inability to execute in those situations. It seems like to me, certain matchups can cause certain problems in the run game. Being able to move a three technique that's posted up pretty well. So some of those things come up.
Mike, you've been around Ryan long enough that were you not surprised that he was able to come back into that game? He was sacked 7 times, but he went out with a leg injury and the toughness to come back in and try to finish it off.
No, I wasn't surprised. We had to weigh the situation. Do we still have a chance to win this football game? As ugly as it had been, there was still a possibility that we had a chance to win. He wanted us to continue to play, and so we elected to put him back in again. He was itching to go, and we had to be the voice of reason, but there was still a chance based on our history and two-minute offense and what we've been able to do in the past, certainly not yesterday, but there was a chance for us to win. So we allowed him to go back in the game. But, yeah, no, he's a tough kid. It doesn't surprise me that he wanted back in and an opportunity to lead his team.
Mike, a two-part question on the running game. Obviously, yesterday you were going against a team that has a pretty strong pass rush, as Brian saw yesterday. Yet you ran only 12 times. Was that a product of the lack of production out of the running game? And secondly, Lamar only carried 3 times. I'm just wondering what happened.
Yeah, I just did not feel at any point that, of those 12 carries, our longest run was 3 yards. And, we really haven't had many explosive runs this year, which is not good, and we need to continue to build towards that, but a lack of productivity in the run game and caused me to veer off into another direction.
Are you concerned with as much as you guys are running out of the shotgun yesterday that it sort of limits what you can do with the run game?
It's a great question. I'm not, because we have the ability in the shotgun to be able to check to a lot of different passes if the run isn't there, because you're in a great position to see the field. When you are in the shotgun, you also have the ability to run the read option, which has been that's been our most explosive run for the year for the most part. So they have to defend an extra player when you are back there. So we do have the ability to put him behind center, which we did on occasion. We could tackle for loss one time. But we should mix it up and be able to do both, and I think we have the ability to. Didn't do as much of it yesterday as we have in the past, probably.
What's your feeling heading into the Jets game? The first time you played them, you had a lot of success against their run defense, which is pretty stout as well.
Well, we struggled early, though. I mean, we that first half, we were kind of back and forth, and, didn't put up the points or capitalize on some situations. But they're a good run defense. They're a very good defense. And when we left that game, we still felt they're very good defense. And looking at them on tape again, they are a good defense. So we have to go into this week and fix what was broke yesterday and then come out snorting and ready to go against the Jets. So I'm sure we'll be ready to play.
How easy or difficult do you think it will be to regroup after this one, Mike?
Well, guys, I'll say this about our guys. They've given us great effort all year long, and they've played in a ton of close ball games. There's no question we laid an egg as a team, coaches, players, everybody, though. And sometimes that happens. You don't like it. You have to fix it, but it does. It happened. And, we have to look at it as coaches, which we have, and the players will look at it tomorrow. And we'll make the corrections, file it away, and move on. I mean, that's all you can do.
What do you think is going to be the biggest challenge against the Rams' run defense?
Excuse me?
Your biggest challenge against their defense?
They're very similar in structure to Buffalo's defense. The defense coordinator at Buffalo was with the Jets. So the structurally, there's a lot of similarities, obviously. And our biggest challenge is to be able to run the football. We have to be able to run the football effectively in order to be able to throw it efficiently downfield. When you become one-dimensional, which in many ways – the question about 12 runs is an accurate one. We become one-dimensional. It gets harder and harder. So we have to be a balanced offense to be a successful offense. And, sometimes, if you're really good doing something, you can lean that way. But we weren't real good at throwing or running yesterday. So, but we have to be fairly balanced to be successful.
Mike, this is a question not specifically about the Dolphins, but just about the way the NFL game is played today. Late in the season and in the playoffs, the running game, how important is it playing cold weather games? It's such a passing league anymore. Where's the place for the running game?
Well, I think there's, believe it or not, my history has always been with the run game. There's a definite place for it, as well as the pass game. I mean, because people, when you're talking about postseason play, people are going to defend what you do best. And so if you can't keep them from having numbers to take away your run game by being able to throw it, then you're going to have a tough time running it. But because of weather situations that you may face and the grunt and grind of it all, you have to be able to run the football, I think, to be successful. And to be successful in the playoffs, I believe this too. People are going to stop what you do best. If you're a really good running team and you can't throw the football and capitalize on situations where there's an overpopulated box, then you're going to have a tough time too. So I think you have to be able to do both, and you have to be able to have balance.
What went wrong with your offensive line? It seemed like they were coming together, spent several good games together, and then what happened yesterday with the line?
Well, sometimes certain matchups aren't necessarily in your favor, and we struggle on some of our matchups yesterday, and sometimes they are in your favor. Sometimes players play against certain guys a little bit better than they play against other type of players. So it just wasn't working yesterday. And hopefully we can fix what needs to be fixed and get it right tomorrow.